Today on Radio Boston, we're kicking off a new food segment.
Is that radishes over there? It's cooking really, I've been on high heat. I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
And yes, we are calling it From Farm to Fork, with Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands. We'll visit New England farms, fields, and markets. We'll pick ingredients that catch the eye, ingredients that inspire. Then we'll head back to Andy's kitchen, cook up a dish, and post the recipe online. For our first Farm to Fork segment this week, we met up with Andy in Somerville. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll admit, I'm sorry I'm a little late, but this is Somerville, so the parking was a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So we're meeting you at the Somerville Farmers Market?
I think it's called the Somerville Winter Market.
The Somerville Winter Market.
Because it's winter, so I think that's what we're doing here.
And why did you choose this one?
This one is pretty vibrant. It's like hand-to-hand combat in there, you know? You can just see the excitement of people trying to get local and fresh ingredients.
Well, should we do some farmers market hand-to-hand combat?
I think we
should.
Head
in there? Wow, this is gorgeous in here.
Right. Look at all these people here on a cold winter day.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
And they've put it indoors, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
So what do you have in mind?
I don't know. I thought we'd go over here and look at the produce and see what's around.
Okay.
You know, right now we're going to do what they call the cellar vegetables, right?
Right.
Obviously, in the olden days, it would be harvested in fall and then held in the cellar. You know, we're going to see a lot of roots or tubers. So we're seeing what? Potatoes here. What kind of potatoes are that over there? Can you read that?
Rhode Island Grown Grade A white potato.
Yeah, so that's like your standard like boiling, mashing potato. Over here we have the Red Bliss, onions.
Is that that's a huge parsnip.
That's a huge, huge parsnip. But you know what, though? Look at that. Is that radishes over there?
Yeah, oh, the little white radishes.
Yeah, let's take a look at those. And it, oh, look at that.
Wow. He was hiding the carrots.
Almost like a coleslaw, too.
North Star Farm Organic Veggies. Where's North Star from? Maybe we should ask them.
Where's North Star?
We're in Westport, Mass.
We're here from WBUR, by the way. Hey, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Steve Hancock from North Star Farm.
And how long have you been in the farming business?
Farming vegetables only for about a year, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the greenhouse was used for ground covers and perennials, which we still do a little bit of, but it's a very short season. And we've got this dynamite 2-acre facility all under basically one roof. So it was one of those things we said, how can we do more with this? You know, you're staring at weeds growing in the winter. And I thought, wow. If a weed can grow during the winter, why can't we do something more functional? So
exactly.
We're doing salad greens, spinach, winter carrots, radishes, all without heat. When you can start growing plants that like cold weather, in cold weather, it intensifies the natural sugars. The flavors are totally different. Even the textures are different. So you get the benefit of having like a really sweet carrot or a much sweeter Brussels sprout than if it were grown in hot weather. The carrots, I mean, people munch on these like they're candy.
They're the brightest orange. They're fantastic.
And these turnips, right?
Salad turnip, yeah. Hakuri, good in salad, soup, saute them, stir fry. Greens are really good, too.
Yeah, I think this is what I'm going to get, actually, is the turnips. I think I'm going to eat the carrot and this.
Tops are real good, too. It's one of the most nutritious greens you can eat. Most people toss them out. There's a great recipe for winter pesto using carrot greens.
Two bunches of carrots and one bunch of turnips.
369, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, well, we have a bag full of lovely carrots and turnips. So how are those wheels spinning in your head?
You know, I'm actually thinking some kind of like salad, but not a cold salad. I'm thinking like a sautéed salad. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're definitely going to eat these greens. I know what they're going to taste like. They're going to be peppery and sweet. They're going to be delicious. That with the carrots, maybe some vinegar, I think.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's go cook.
After you.
Thank you very much. It's nice and busy. It's the brunch. It's the weekend brunch.
Yes, it's our pajama brunch. So just right down these stairs here is our basement kitchen. It's where all the prep work happens. To the right. This is my kitchen.
So we got our
baby white turnips.
Baby white turnips, okay.
And I'm gonna peel it. I kept the greens on while peeling them. It's just easier to hold on to. Otherwise, you got this, you know, marble size vegetable you can't hold on to. So it's much easier. Then I'm gonna chop off the greens and put them in some cold water. This is gonna keep them crisp and also clean them. And I have my carrots. What I'm gonna do is pop the greens off. I'm going to use some of these greens for the salad, So I'm going to put them in my cold water. But the rest I'm going to save it for later, and we're going to make a pesto out of them. I thought that was a cool
idea. That was a great idea.
So like, I popped off the green. I've left a little bit of the green top on. Now I'm just going to peel it. All right, so I have some boiling salted water. And what I'm going to do is just blanch them for a second. I'm going to drop them in the boiling water, the carrots and the turnips, for about 30 seconds. Just give them a little bit of blanch so they're not too hard. I put in what we call an ice bath. Basically, when you cook something, there's something called carryover cooking, meaning that it continues to cook. So like a turkey, if you wanted to cook it to 165 degrees, you pull it out at like 155, and it will keep cooking. So we don't want the carrots to keep cooking. We want to maintain its integrity and a nice little snap. And so I've shocked it down. And so now I'm going to pull it out of the ice water through a strainer. I mean, look how beautiful they are.
Gorgeous.
Look at that. The salted water helps them, the colors kind of pop out also. So I have my carrots, have my beautiful turnips. I'm going to do a little bit of apple. I thought of some apple might be nice in here. Apple is still strong, still coming local. And now we're gonna cook this. This is the pan I'm going to use here.
Is that a cast iron?
Well, it's actually called blue steel.
Okay.
But like a cast iron, it takes a second to get hot, but once it does, it holds the heat, which is very important. We're going to cook this very quickly. I have some extra virgin olive oil I'm going to put in the pan, throw my garlic, and then I'm going to throw in my carrots and turnips. It's cooking really, I've been on high heat, and I'm just going to get a little bit of sear here. Look, we can see that it's starting to get a little bit brown. See that little guy right there?
Oh, that's pretty fast, actually.
Yeah. If you like your carrots softer, cook it a little bit more. I'm going to want them to be a little bit crunchy. I really want to kind of have that.
Keep the snap in them.
Yeah. So we've sauteed off our vegetables. We can see they're getting golden brown. That took about 2 minutes. We're going to add the apples, and I'm going to add the greens. And this is pretty much it. I have some sea salt here. I couldn't decide between vinegar and lemon juice, but I think I'm going to go with the sherry vinegar. Add that in there, just a little bit. All on the plate. I'm gonna top it off with a little bit more sea salt. Now this is our salad.
It looks fantastic.
Ready to dig in?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really fascinated by these greens.
Well, I went for the carrot.
Mmm.
And he's right, these are sweet. And you get that little bit of tartness from the vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that nice dichotomy of yin and yang, right? Sweet and sour.
The just like you said, the greens just have that really light peppery flavor. Oh, they're delicious. Okay,
you're going to love that carrot.
Here we go. They're beautifully sweet. Mmm. That is delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find a recipe for Andy's warm winter salad on our website, radioboston.org. We will be doing more Farm to Fork segments, but until then, you can find tons of food coverage right now at WBUR's food blog, Public Radio Kitchen. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, it's Friday. That means a smart look back at the news of the week in review.
And we'll get some romantic advice about when you should tell your new partner about your criminal past. Awkward. That's all tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.